Right, Nico, you can start. It's already recording.
Hello, hi.
Hi.
Bonjour, hi. Bonsoir, bonui. That's what two seasons of Emily in Paris will do to you.
Yes.
You don't know the show, Daddy. Say yes.
That's okay.
Okay. My name is Nicole.
My name is Samson.
And Prince is over there somewhere. You're listening to Zero Expectations Podcast.
Yes.
Roll the intro. You can't. First off, you said the podcast belongs to me and Daddy.
Yes.
So how about you don't roll intro on my roll intro?
Do you think I will allow you roll intro?
Roll intro.
All right.
Roll intro, bitch.
Yeah! Zero Expectations Podcast. Yeah!
Zero Expectations Podcast. Yeah.
I run it.
I don't know why I always sing this thing. Prince always calls me out. Okay, anyway. Fun times. Today, I'm anchoring the podcast, and I'm going to be on with my dad with little or no additions from Prince, who, like I mentioned, is in the corner there. Prince, say hi.
Hi.
So, we're not going to call it father-daughter bonding time, but that's what we're doing, father-daughter bonding time. Daddy, do you want to bond with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so what you got for me?
What is the theme of the discussion?
Like I say, a couple of seconds ago, it's father-daughter bonding time.
Okay.
So we're bonding.
I want to start by saying now, Nicole, you no longer have time for us. Why?
Oh my God. I thought... Bruce!
I'm starting it hot. Enjoy.
What had happened was, okay, nothing happened. I'm so sorry. The thing is, I suck at communicating. So communication is not my forte. So whenever I'm at work, I don't know, it's bad and I'm so sorry. But that's where like my whole mind is, do you understand? And it's only until when I'm being called out by Prince on being a horrible, horrible sister, then I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I'll do better. Give it a couple more weeks, Prince calls me out again. That's how our relationship has been for a while now. And I am so sorry. I want to assure you that it is not intentional. I do not purposely sideline my family. Like, you guys are literally all I have. My dad and two notorious brothers. Well, Joshua, I love, and Prince. I love Prince.
Thank you.
Yes.
So
no, I don't.
That's okay. That's all right.
Thank you, Daddy.
Since you are sincere enough,
I am, and I'm sorry.
Your apology.
Thank you, Papa.
That's wonderful. Going forward.
Because, you know, it's your podcast, you're supposed to be the one bringing up questions, right?
Yes.
I'm just a moderator.
You're not even supposed to
because
be here.
What is this called?
Hey, we. This is called a shisha pen.
Shisha pen.
And this flavor is strawberry kiwi.
So, do you buy this or you insist on someone bought it for you?
I don't buy them.
Somebody buy it for
to you? Yes.
Why do you have interest in it? I thought you say it's one time thing. Important.
Because it's how do I put it? It's fun.
I read the pack. They said it's addictive.
Okay.
Did you read it?
Yes, I did.
And you still insisted.
But I'm not addicted to it.
Yet.
Hey, you say yet. I'm not addicted to it now.
You know, the last time you came, you had one.
Yes.
And I thought you would forget it at home yet. You picked it up.
It finished. No. It finished, Ni.
Okay, now you had one. The person that gave you how many?
It's not like they packed it and give me. I guess maybe when they
as
get like new supply.
Or,
no, they are doing their business.
All right.
As soon as they get like a fresh supply or whatever, I just say, oh, you know.
Nicole would like to have one.
Here's an extra for you. Enjoy.
That's all right.
Daddy, I feel a tad bit of judgment because, no, you're judging me.
I'm not judging you.
Okay, so Daddy, seriously though, what has been up with you? How have you been?
I worry for you a lot.
Well, how so?
The job is so strenuous.
So? How do you worry for me?
You don't have time for yourself.
Okay.
And it seemed to me that you don't have enough rest. It worries me. I think about you a lot because you don't communicate. You say this because you don't have much time. But I would like to be hearing from you often.
Mm-hmm.
So I can ask you certain questions.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, can you tilt more on wine than alcohol?
Tilt more on wine?
Than alcohol.
Okay. But you know, I don't drink all the time.
Yes, I know. Walk.
I don't drink all the time. But see how my father is painting me as a smoker, as an alcoholic. You share a little bit of your secret to your family, and then they use it and bite you in the ass via podcast. Dang, man. Dang. Thanks, fam. Thanks, papa.
No, can you?
Yeah, the bomb diggity.
I hope you're not angry.
No, I'm not upset. Sure. I'm cold. So the thing now is, The last time I drank was Christmas party that I went to with Marty.
Where?
That New Year party.
At the beach.
No, the house party.
The house party.
That was it.
Okay. That was the last time you drank.
That was the last time.
Just about less than a month now.
Yeah, but like, even while I was there, Steph, I don't know, they had lots of drinks, but all I was taking was Smirnoff Ice.
Okay, that's nice.
See?
You're not turning a good girl, huh?
I am. Thank you so much, Daddy.
That's good to hear.
Prince!
You know, the cop.
Daddy called me a good girl.
It's Prince that brings this up. He paints you red most times. So
he paints me red.
I begin to buy the idea maybe yes, you drink a lot or smoke. But I don't know that you don't even smoke. It's only this shisha thing. Not that you smoke cigarette. Uh-huh. Or do you?
No.
Uh-huh. Shisha.
Prince, that's what you do. You come for me when I'm not around.
Every time.
Yes.
So if by now you should be on the street.
No. No, so to Prince, I live on the streets.
Yes.
There's nothing I can say or do to change his mind.
Yes.
I have tried, and I'm going to stop trying. So now I just concur.
So how do you cope living outside Lagos?
I live in Lagos. I stay in Lagos, huh?
No life there, please.
Okay, so the thing, well, you know me, I like me, myself, and I.
Yes.
Do you understand? So it's not really that difficult to be in a place and just be there. It's just, you know.
So when are we going to get a boyfriend?
Hey!
At least let's start from there.
I swear, guys, so let me give you a little brief about my dad and why this question is the most shocking thing I have heard this year. Growing up, my dad did not want to hear him when it comes to boys. You're not allowed to go out. No matter how much he wants to twist the story and say, no, if you had told me you have somewhere to go, I'd have let you go. Lies. You are not allowed to go out. You're not allowed to even go out on the road to buy something alone. Either he comes with me or Prince comes with me. I was not allowed to have... Prince, please, you can concur wherever you feel like I am right. Sorry. I am not even allowed to have a male phone number on my phone. He'll be like, what are you guys discussing? What's there to talk about? Blah, 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 blah. He was super protective and very, very, like, papa. I don't know how to explain it. There's no word for it. So to have that man sit in front of me now and say, when are we going to have a boyfriend, has shocked me to my core.
Why?
I don't know.
You're grown up now.
No, but it's just, I just thought you would never
no, look,
want me to leave
I
the house.
I don't want to. You see, like, in your secondary school, mm-hmm. I come like twice a month.
Yo, even about up in until like university. Up until like SS3, I was mm-hmm. not allowed to have a guy's number on my phone. So I really, like, I skipped all those phases. I didn't do midnight calls, guys. Wait, I did not go to house parties.
Right here.
At least have
them boys in.
No, but not flood like, them boys in. But socialize. Like, no, seriously, guys, most things that people my age experienced, I did not experience. So midnight calls, house parties, class parties, mixers, all those things, zero experience. Zero.
University?
Okay, so the thing now is, I always felt you were watching me. Prince, there was one time.
Keep adding me to this story. I was.
No, you don't know this. You are not out with babes. Prince, in university, I kid you not, 300 level, I went to town to buy cake for, I think it was either Wura, Iwalewa, or Rich. I don't know who it was, for her birthday. That same day, daddy called me like, yo, what's up, oh? The manager of that restaurant told me that you just entered inside to buy cake. Who is doing birthday? Prince, I never felt that kind of goosebumps in my life before. I was like, all the way in Oyo, niggas watching me? I always felt like, daddy, see, eh? I always felt your eyes. Your eyes are like, Your eyes are like,
You entered, the gate man called me and said, daddy, your daughter just entered the restaurant.
It was even the gate man that told him that I just entered the restaurant. Hey, I died to my core. I was just like, what kind of a thing is this? So while I was in university as well, when my friends would go out every Friday to town to go and chill and come back, I never went anyway. I'm telling you, from 100 level up until 400 level, the only time I went out to town or went out to a club in Ibadan was when I finished school. Like that, we finished exam. That's convocation evening. That was the only time ever. And I even told you about it before I went. I was like, oh, a bunch of friends.
Did I say no?
No, that's what I'm saying. He didn't say that. Guys, I'm telling you, this is 400 level, the first time I attended a party. Ha! I'm like, what is this? I was a novice on every level. Every level. I was just sitting there like, moving my head from left to right, I was just like, oh.
But I don't come to school much.
Are you for real?
Yes.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Why? I don't come to university.
I don't think there was anybody in school, as I went to school, in school, that did not know who you were. So that has a way of marking his territory. So when he comes to visit me or bring like provisions and stuff, right? So he will come, he will hang out with me, Wura, Rachel, Iwalewa, and then we'll take strolls around school. And he always came to school wearing white, like white native. He likes white, you know? We'll take strolls. And he was like, oh, because I your dad, yes. Because I your dad, yes, yes. Just scanning the environment, making sure nobody's I'm just saying.
How many times did I come?
Daddy, you did not miss every month. You came at the end of every month, Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
For 4 years.
Yes.
While I was in school. That's not many times, Abby. That is like a few
at
times.
At the end of every month.
Yes, Daddy, each semester has 3 months. If you came 3 times a semester, kiloku, what remain?
But I didn't come to check you. I just came to see how you're doing and get you things.
That is synonyms. He came to check me and see how I'm doing. I the same thing, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
They are the same.
But you know men are distracting.
And okay.
They are very, very. Right. Okay, if you have one now.
Yes.
And he's chasing another one.
Yes.
For a week or a month, it will, your mind will be there.
Destabilize me, yes.
Yes.
I know.
So why get there?
Yes, I know.
Better face your book. Every day you are chasing, where are you? Where did you go?
I went
to this person. Your studies are suffering.
Okay.
Some girls at year one, that first semester,
yes,
they have a boyfriend.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
That is, can you imagine?
16 years.
But I put it to you. So the thing now is, yeah, our phone now, Jabo.
16 years.
So it was daddy moving up and down. So I want to tell you that your double standards also upset me.
Why?
Because
I do my own straight bullet.
Shut up. Yeah, I'm coming for you like bang da da dang. So it's fine for me to go to school, face my studies, and avoid boys and face everything. Facebook. And then your sweet, sweet son, Prince Chimobi Mofebo, comes to school.
I'm a prostitute.
And he's 100 level. And you know, he's dating a girl to 100 level. And you are hailing him like, my son knows this stuff. You know that he's dating a girl in 100 level, right?
Was he?
I'm confused. Was he a lecturer he was dating?
It's a simple rule.
Well, I didn't know. You didn't tell me.
Daddy, you knew. You knew of all his escapades. Let me not even start naming
room
names.
Room temperature.
Okay, room
we
tone.
We can use less babes, but they do feel use less hours.
I'm dead. Please, you know you can be prosecuted for that. I pray everybody listens to this and avoids you.
It's logic.
It's not logic. I don't know what logic is. But I'm just saying, right? That's me. Okay, see our sweet, sweet last born Joshua have joined the world.
Mean what?
From secondary school, he was having babes. You were giving him money to buy a Valentine gift for his babes. Secondary school.
Yes, there.
Oh, God.
It's Agape.
Why did you let somebody buy me Agape gifts?
How do you stop them from buying Nico, Daddy. What was the present? What was the things? The what is it? The honors the university was giving him.
I don't understand. Okay, I did collect a couple of awards.
Awards, thank you.
In school,
I'm sorry.
Yes.
What was it?
I won most popular.
Mm-hmm.
I won Miss Personality a couple of years in a row.
Yes.
I won. Yeah, those were my major awards. And then in my final year, I was the president of my department.
Thank you.
Yes.
Was it not good?
It was good.
You were popular. Yet not with any man. Not Daddy, with anybody. You were popular.
Oh, my
not
God.
Not caught going out. How can a student be sleeping out?
It's for fun.
Fun?
For fun.
I ask you again.
Yes, Daddy.
That same question I ask you.
Which is what?
A boyfriend who just wants you for a fun, for a night, and a man that wants to marry you for keep and take care of you, who's better to have the best of you?
Okay, Daddy, see something.
Just tell me.
I know that amongst...
Wait, we have to stop for a while. Joshua said I should call him.
Why?
Can you pause?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Joshua, so
hi, Josh.
Hi, Nico.
Thanks for calling into Zero Expectations podcast.
Thank you.
So what's popping, my G? How's school doing?
Please dry. I want to come home. I'm tired.
My baby!
You don't find any babes, any succulent chicks.
Did you just say succulent chicks?
Straight up.
You said succulent chicks.
No, I did not. I don't find any succulent chicks.
Baby, your voice is now very husky. You're a man now.
My
God. My baby! Come home now if you want to come home. Come home now. I'm around till tomorrow.
Josh,
I'm going on Tuesday.
Josh.
Now?
Did you come home now?
Yeah.
Josh.
Sir.
Nicole said I allowed you to have girlfriends. Did I?
Thank God, though.
Did I?
That we're just lenient. That is all I'll say. I didn't think you allowed me. You were just like, okay.
Yeah, you were okay with it.
Okay, if you pregnant, babe. All right.
No, I never. I said, let it end as being friends, Abby.
Daddy, there's no being friends.
There should not be any other thing attached.
They
are trying to malign me, honest. This girl is...
What's not this girl? Am I this girl now?
No, this lady called Nicole.
Oh, wow.
Said I restrained her in many
ways. Hold on. Joshua, baby.
Yes?
Was Daddy strict with me, yes or no?
Yes, sometimes.
No. I'm talking about growing up. Not now, I'm not answering him anymore.
Sounds like he's in jail.
He's not in jail.
He was, Abby. He was,
did he allow me to leave my wife and go to parties?
No, not that.
Did he allow me to even talk to boys on the phone?
I don't know about that one.
How old were you, two?
I was young now, so my mind knew the relationship that time. I was trying to play PS3.
You're trying to play safe?
PS3.
You are trying to play PS3.
I even ordered a PS4. I said I'll buy one.
You want to buy me a PS4?
Yes. Yeah,
PS4. But it was established that Daddy was strict, right? With just me. Because he was lenient with Prince. Very lenient.
Prince was born
an illusion.
Straight up. You know the lie. That's all I know.
Daddy had no control over
him. Daddy had no control over Prince. It happens. But do you think Daddy has control over you?
Yes.
How so?
You know, sometimes if I discuss relationship with that one, sometimes he's happy, sometimes he's like, let's go of this thing.
So, Daddy, I hope you've listened to your children. Thank you.
It's family. Listen, I always win and never be around. The only when I'm not around that, you guys will not go, please.
I begged you to do podcast for months.
Prince said he begged you to do podcast.
Joshua.
Now?
How were you?
They're alive.
What did you eat yesterday night?
I ate bread.
Jesus is Lord.
What did you eat?
Bread. Why would you eat bread?
What did I tell you? Who should go?
Well, they cook rice, chicken, and meat.
And they give out for free.
You want my exhaust with me, I get left. I'll call you.
Oh, my baby is saving. Joshua, I'm so proud of you, my love.
I go chop. No worry.
No, please, don't chop. Don't eat at all. Fast. Don't eat.
Daddy, go
drop
for me.
Hey. Baba for the girls. Baba for the boys. Oh, do you remember that song?
So, now, we're talking about Nicole. Nicole, we're changing now.
Because Daddy said that Daddy just asked me a question. He said, when am I going to have a boyfriend? He shocked me.
That's true. When are you going to have a boyfriend?
Wow.
Close the so you won't see the number.
Wow. So have all of you thought about...
We all care about you. That's
what happened. Oh, baby. I don't know. I
So, Nicole, your line of work.
Yes.
I know you have learned a lot now, huh? Can you give us brief of what you do, what and what you do at work?
So basically, all Nicole does is sell her body.
Sell what?
Just ask all I do is sell my body.
Facts. Kill up facts.
Preset facts. Hard bold facts.
How can somebody who ain't no girlfriends, boyfriends, sell her body?
Oh.
It belongs to the streets.
Ah! It belongs to the streets, my nigga.
You are hurting me. Don't say that. Don't join Prince, please.
Please don't join Prince. Don't join Prince, period.
So, Nicole, now what
do you do? Nicole, tell us what you do.
Tell us what, Joshua.
What you do at work now?
What do you do at work?
What do you do in a production?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you guys are about to prepare for a production. What do you do from... What do you call that? Pre.
Pre-production.
And from pre to post, what do you do?
It's a lot. There's a lot of things to do. There is...
You know what they do, you.
Daddy, the thing is...
You are involved
in
brainstorming.
So the thing now is, every production is different.
Yes.
And there are no specific roles assigned to you.
Okay.
I say, okay, your job is this. There's a whole production. There are so many things to be done. Apply yourself.
Okay.
Do you understand? So I can list to you all the different things that need to happen for a proper production to take place.
Okay.
Because in one way or the other, you are going to be involved in all. You're going to be involved in the casting, in the breaking down of the scripts, in the crewing up, in the prop, set, wardrobe, in like camera, light, sound. Like, I'm not going to be holding the boom, but if you don't have the proper equipment, you will not be able to shoot. Do you understand? And all of that. And then the actual shooting, day-to-day running of the set, and then post-production again, editing. I'm not the one editing.
Body view.
Do you understand? But you'll be involved in it, whether it's in form of helping out with something. Remember in Obogeto, now me and you, if we helped out in the subtitling of the Igbo part.
Yes.
Do you understand? There are so many things, so it's not a specific... Your work
But
is,
I wasn't paid.
It's okay, Daddy. It's for the love of your daughter. Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in into Zero Expectations podcast. With these few points of mine.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
Please edit that.
I like my family, please.
You like what?
My family, please.
Okay, good. Good talk.
Oh, yeah, give me phone. Joshua, you've disambulated the podcast.
There's nothing like disambulated. What is this? What's this unbogulated?
You know English past me.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't
travel. What do you?
Where your phone come from? I have an authentic African man accent.
Hence, you be speaking nonsense and
I'm speaking
making words up in your head. Disambulated.
Give me phone, please. Let me tell you, Shababa.
Wait, I think the word you're trying to use is discombobulated.
Tell Joshua Papa on that phone.
Discombobulated.
There we go.
Tell Joshua Papa on that phone.
What precedent?
Discombobulated. Joshua, what Prince said is not an actual word.
Discombobulated is an actual word.
No, what I said, discombobulated, it is. Prince said disunbogulated.
Discombobulated.
Give my phone.
Now mask come, you study.
I have a better audio. Give me my phone.
Yay. Please, what did you study in school? Joshua, okay, you know what? Let's explain. Joshua, what are you currently studying in the university? Daddy, what did you study in the university?
Economics.
I studied English and literature. Prince.
Mass communication.
Mass com.
Why is it that my own sounds weird to all of you? Get your like.
Now, mass com. You study.
Massly.
You communicate in mass.
Tell me your phone. Give me phone. Tell Joshua.
I take your phone.
Joshua, it was fun. Daddy, Joshua said, you are using his phone to record.
Come no online.
Problem, I'll get back to you, please.
Are you guys continuing the podcast, please?
So, Nicole, what do you tell audience, maybe if they don't see you?
What if they don't
hear your voice again, maybe you don't participate?
I mean, so this podcast basically started with me and Prince recording like almost every day, every week, churning out episodes and stuff like that. But at some point, I started working very far away. We didn't used to work in the same company anymore and all of that. So my participation in the podcast started reducing, do you understand? But I really do appreciate those people that ask of me, those people that say, oh, and those people are always excited when I'm back on the podcast. You know, we have a close-knit. Their expectation is like our listeners are like a close-knit family. They are not plenty, but we have people that always, at least, they listen to us. And for that, I'm grateful. Thank you for being patient with me. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for loving us and our dysfunctional, yet loving and sweet family.
Please,
I mean, we are no Kardashians.
Don't kill me for the way I brought up my daughter.
Oh, God. It's okay. They will kill you. I feel like most fathers will release. There are people, sure. I don't know of any father that is not in one way protective of their daughter. Worst case scenario is when they have one, just one. They pour all of their love. I feel it's natural. I'm just giving my own experience. It's to whom it may concern, basically. Yeah. But I do appreciate you and the way you trained me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did I eventually turn wayward and wild?
No.
Yes. No. I'm joking.
Did you turn wayward and wild?
No. I did not turn wayward and wild. But sometimes I visit the streets. As Prince. Prince has met me there once or twice. At least in Pekas. You know Pekas? Do you know Pekas?
Prince, have you?
No, I don't know Pekas.
But you've seen me on the streets.
Yes.
So sometimes I frequent the streets to see how people are doing, but, you know, we're good.
We're good.
We're good. Thank you. Thank you, Papa.
Thank you so much. I appreciate.
Okay, I mean, I don't know if this was fun for anybody. I don't even know what we're going to call it. Prince, what are we going to call it?
I don't know.
Prince will think and
he will most likely slander me. I say Nicole is pregnant. He's sleeping with older men or something.
Nicole, it's your podcast. Name it whatever.
Okay, I don't hear. Yeah.
What do you want it to be?
Yeah. I don't even know. Whatever it is, father daughter bonding time. It is what it is. But you had a lot of clickbait captions and
the worst is that they all know.
Nicole, will you cook for us?
Yeah, but they still fall for it. Yes, I'll cook for you. What do you want?
Nicole, don't lie.
I will.
Today?
No, not today. Tomorrow. I'm leaving on Tuesday.
Daddy meant today.
No, maybe tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow.
I'll cook for you. What do you want?
Go soup. To the market.
Is what that go to the market part that I don't like?
Are you not going to go buy the things you want to cook?
I know, I'm saying I don't enjoy going to the market.
Okay, should I go for you?
Oh, Daddy! Daddy!
Okay, right out. I'll go and buy it.
Okay, what do you want me to cook for you?
Oha soup.
Stew.
Oh, okay, I'll cook oha soup for you. Prince, fuck off.
Stew.
If you leave Prince now, his only answer will be egusi.
Egusi soup.
That dude is like coarse. It's like coarse. And you know I don't like that soup. And you always make me make it.
No, we do what we don't like doing to please men. That is how life is.
I'm sorry, what?
Figure that out.
What you
life will flow well for
you. Okay, don't worry, Daddy. I'll cook for you.
Nicole, end the podcast.
As long as I don't have to go to the market.
End the podcast.
Okay, thank you all so much for listening to myself and my dad. And by my dad, I mean Mr. S-A-M-P-S-O-N. Sam Seno Ifeanyi Ofoedu on the wings of steel. Whoa, what? I'm a rapper now. Don't you notice I've been rapping? Anyway, you're welcome, Daddy. Thank you so much. Prince, as usual, of no help. Joshua, we had you briefly. I love you, my baby. Sweetheart crumbles. I love that boy and he knows. Okay, so signing out. My name is Nicole.
My name is Samson.
And that's Prince over there. And you just listen to Zero Expectations podcast. Bye.
Yeah, play. Let's see.
Prince, what do I press, the box or the cross? Prince, the box or the pause?
The box.